How to help that one couple that is always late.
Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen.
Hello, hello. I probably sound like, I don't know, awful, and I'm sure it sounds pretty annoying, so I apologize in advance for this cold, which is not going away. So today we're going to talk about that the couple that is always late. I was recently talking to a mentor of mine who talked about how to really help people and how to understand like the basics of their relationship that are things that really like tick them off. Something he mentioned was, you know, there's a group of people and there's a group of couples that always get together and there's always that one couple that's late. And then there's always that one, one of the partners is either wicked pissed off because the other is always late, or and the one that's pissed off likes to be on time and they hate being late, and then they show up and it's like stressful and doesn't necessarily ruin it for everybody because the couple, other couples are so used to it and have learned to just accept it for what it is, but that couple that was late doesn't necessarily accept it for what it is, and it's probably caused a little bit of unnecessary stress in their relationship because they haven't worked through it. Every time they, you know, they are late and they show up and they're probably a little irritated in the beginning and then they just fade it away and it doesn't come up again until it happens the next time. And this is something that is so easily to overcome, and it's just a basic amount of communication that can really help these couples be on the same page with each other. And so my goal today isn't necessarily to give you pointers on how to not be that couple that's always late, or how to answer that question, because it's like I could just be like, okay, well, don't be late, like plan better, set an alarm, do what, put in the calendar, prepare, do whatever you need to do to make sure you're out of the door on time and have enough, you know, schedule your traveling time if you need to. You could go, there's a ton of things that you can do to make those changes, but my goal here is to increase the trust in conversation via those two couples. It's usually one of them is super stressed out and we have to rush around and do all the things and, you know, quickly get ready and take care of the kids and do whatever else, and they're usually super stressed out before they're leaving. And then the one who is not stressed out is just like completely detached and not paying attention because they don't want to be stressed out by the person who is super high strung. It's a very, I don't know how to describe that with a metaphor, but they're polar opposites of each other, and they haven't quite figured out how to happily be polar opposites of each other. In this situation, in this scenario that I just mentioned, the first person who's going to be able to make the change is the one with the anxiety. I don't want to say you because it's really, I don't want to target anyone or make anyone upset here. But in any situation with any individual who is stressed out or causing some sort of strife in a relationship with their own emotional reactions, and they're not in, don't have any emotional control over themselves, you are the one that's responsible for managing that, not anybody else. And this doesn't include when we're having a hard time and we need a little bit of extra help from our partner. There's a time and place for extra help, but if you take that extra help and then you don't do anything with it the next time and you don't take action the next time, that's on you to help your own anxiety and learning how to manage it. Once you learn how to manage your own anxiety, then you'll start to find that there's other people in your family or household that also has other anxieties, but because yours has overtaken the situation, the other people haven't had a chance to experience their own, and theirs will start to come out because they'll start to feel like it's a back and forth and it's not completely one-sided. when anxiety, I can speak more specifically to myself and my PTSD. There are mornings where I wake up and I've either had nightmares all night long or I just didn't sleep well, and I get up and I'm so caught up in my own head. And something that Matt is realizing recently is he has to say words to me to snap me out of it. And sometimes, like, on my head, it's like, say good morning, look at his eyes, and I try to talk myself through it, and I just can't, I'm just, again, so stuck in my own head that I struggle with saying something. And as soon as he says hi or good morning or tries to give me a hug, usually it takes me, I'm pretty quick in snapping myself out of it. In that moment, he is patient with me. He is willing to support me through the situation. But when I'm super anxious and I'm yelling at him or, you know, causing some anxiety between us two, and he's just shutting down and I'm pushing even harder, like, you're shutting down, stop shutting down, it feels like he's running away from me, and he's really not. He's just saying, you need to deal with this. Like, I don't know how to help you deal with this, so I'm just gonna avoid the situation, because partly it's he doesn't have the skill set or it's not his responsibility, which can be really, like, don't take this insultingly. Just take this as a way to change and grow from the current area, emotional strength you currently have, and making it stronger. That's the beauty about life, is we are meant to learn lessons. We are meant to make changes. We are meant to have, you know, there's always going to be a bottom of the mountain. We have to climb the mountain. And if we're choosing not to climb the mountain, like, oh, that's a whole different situation. Another tangent I will not go on currently. So I think I'm going to make this a short one for today. I definitely feel this is a perfect moment for a coaching session. If you feel like I just stabbed a knife in your heart, it's because it's a coachable moment for you to work through those emotions, learn new skills, open your eyes and your perspective to a bigger picture that you never saw before. Like, comment, share, subscribe, do all the things. I can't wait to hear from you all. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.